Padres, breakdancers, and a hard question about downtown's future. The sports and events calendar offers considerable options this weekend. The Padres host the Minnesota Twins at Petco Park with 34 games left in the regular season. San Diego entered the matchup with a 38-26 home record, while the Twins are described as clinging to wild card contention, making this a series with genuine postseason implications for both clubs. San Diego FC hosts Colorado in MLS regular season play. The Red Bull BC One USA National Final at Port Pavilion on Broadway Pier features doors at 2 p.m. and competition at 4 p.m., with San Diego B-Girl Mar and Paris Olympian B-Boy Victor among featured competitors and exhibit performing. Tickets start at $21. Breakdancing made its Olympic debut at Paris 2024, and Victor competed at that level, making this legitimately world-class competition. The San Diego County Office of Education announced that SDCCU Classroom Heroes program will recognize one county teacher monthly from September 2026 through May 2027, each receiving a $500 Visa gift card. San Diego Unified is also recruiting students in grades 6 through 12 for its 2026-2027 Environmental Leadership Team, which involves designing and completing a personalized service project with both virtual and in-person options. The weekend's development news, the planned 37-story Cressley Tower and the Wonder Bread Building Live Nation conversion, has generated an optimistic downtown revival narrative. But the counterargument deserves a hearing. Downtown San Diego's revival story has been told before repeatedly and has consistently underdelivered relative to projections. County office vacancy sits at 15.4%. Life science lab vacancy is around 26%. Remote work patterns have not reversed as many downtown advocates assumed they would after 2022. Live Nation is a corporation that books talent based on revenue math, not civic sentiment, and the national history of large entertainment operators anchoring downtown revitalization is mixed. High-profile venues have opened with fanfare and closed within years when surrounding density failed to materialize fast enough. The optimistic scenario assumes these projects are mutually reinforcing. The residential tower brings residents who support the venue attracts more development. The alternative is that each project is essentially standalone, and the structural issues around downtown's competitiveness as a business address go unresolved. The concrete signal to watch? Office absorption specifically in the downtown core, not countywide, over the next 2 to 3 quarters. The Q3 commercial real estate data expected in October will be the first meaningful checkpoint.